podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Unfortunately, we've run out of time today. Whatever it means for you in your club, we'll talk about that later.
Episode 93 of the We'll Talk About That Later podcast about football. Now that you're here, subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere else that there are podcasts. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter, which is WTATL Official. And yeah, how are you, Abdi and Tanya? How are you guys doing?
All good. I'm sitting in a different place today, which feels a bit weird.
I don't feel like the listeners can see where you're sitting, you know, or where you usually sit.
Thanks for that information.
Still might want to know, but I'm good, man.
I have an announcement for the listeners. Basically, Mark told me he's quitting the podcast. So,
Mark couldn't be here today, but shout out Mark.
Mark.
But we did find...
Now we're going to play Mark's best moments.
We do have someone here who's taken Mark's place, but not obviously not permanent, because no one... takes Mark.
We'll have to see, innit?
We might have to see, you know?
We might have to send him his P45. We might not need him.
No, but we're here with Lirian today.
Hello.
Woo!
How are you doing?
Part of the team now.
Yeah.
I'm very good. Thank you. And yourself?
Lirian's a bit of a celebrity, so.
Yeah.
No, Abdi's shaking now. Abdi is shaking.
I'm a little bit nervous.
You know? He is
same.
Shaking.
I feel like everyone else nervous.
Have you noticed that he can't look you in the face?
He's too nervous.
He can't look you in the eyes. Now, Lirian, thank you so much for coming on our podcast.
Anytime.
Going to get to know you a bit better today.
Sounds good.
We have to say why we brought on Lirian. Not just to replace Mark, but Lirian.
No.
Well,
she's not actually replacing
that.
Mark. She was actually just going to be the guest.
Yeah.
And then, unfortunately, Mark couldn't be here today. But, so, Lirian, why don't you tell the listeners a bit about yourself now, and we'll get into the before.
I'm laughing already. Anyway, about myself now.
Yeah.
So I start off with a name. My name is Lirian Santos. Football freestyler. I do a bit of modelling as well, like sports modelling. I started an Instagram page where I post my football skills and things I've taught myself about a year ago. So it was during lockdown still, actually. And yeah, from there, it's kind of become like a full-time thing, like a career, I guess. So yeah.
Mad. See that?
Mad.
The stuff of dreams, isn't it? The stuff of dreams.
But I just do modelling and I'm a freestyler.
She says it so casually, actually like everywhere, like JD, New Balance.
Oh my God.
Everywhere.
The
you
dream.
Did Nike as well, innit? Nike as well,
yeah.
Oh, and the worst of it all, yeah, was she got to meet Ian Wright. At the FIFA Volta thing.
Yeah,
when
right.
I was checking
Lee,
your,
yeah?
when I was checking your Insta, I saw it.
Damn.
Ian Wright. No, I will never forget. Ian Wright called me Lee. That's my nickname now. Everyone has to call me Lee.
Ian Wright.
Big up Wrighty.
Ian Wright is the reason why I like football.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's wearing number 8 is my favourite number ever because it was Ian Wright's number.
I did not know that.
So when I saw that, I was like, man, She got to chill with Ian Wright.
No, it was and quite cool.
That game was at midnight, innit? The game
was,
that you played,
was, yeah.
How was it?
It was sick. It was so weird. I've never played a match that late before. But it was called the Midnight Ramadan League. So we were playing against them. So we went to Birmingham. And, Ian Wright was the gaffer, obviously. And it was just mad. He was just kind of from the outside telling us what to do and whatnot. But it was mad because literally we got there at midnight. And then I think we... got back to the hotel at 3 a.m. So it's crazy.
Mad. Did you win at least?
You know what?
Let's change subject. Change subject quickly.
Moving swiftly on.
Moving on.
But you did win at Old Trafford.
Yes, I did.
Yes, you did.
I say because...
Well, your team.
Yeah, my team. No, we did win. Yeah. Nice changing of the subject. I like that. No, we did win there.
See, you know played at Old Trafford as well.
No, that was amazing.
Wow.
I bet.
The problem with the Volta thing was that our team was literally... freestylers and Timsy, yeah, basically.
So like you do you know like the F2 and all that?
I don't know them. They weren't there, but it was like I don't know if you know a couple like
French guy.
No,
just let the woman speak, man.
He wasn't here, like he's in France, I think. No, like I Ben Black, like Street Panner, do you know Street Panner?
Oh, yeah, we'll pretend. Yeah, yeah. Oh.
Yeah, so basically, just those freestylers.
Yeah.
Basically, yeah. We were doing the most, basically. Yeah. And obviously, they were just banging it in from like the halfway line. So that's my excuse when I say we lost. Yeah, that's
so you blame the keeper?
Yeah, yeah. Timsy was in goal. He was so dead.
Too funny. You better cut this clip and send it to
Timsy. Yeah, I'm going to do that. Yeah,
that's what your girl said about you, bro.
On your team, bro. But what's it like playing at Old Trafford?
Oh, bloody hell, it was mad. It was actually so sick.
And you scored, didn't it?
No, I assisted.
Oh, you assisted.
I assisted, yeah. And it was on camera, so I got happy.
He's a player like me. I prefer an assist.
No, the pressure. Imagine, like, it's just you and the goalkeeper and you miss. No way. I'd rather assist, yeah.
What position do you play?
I'll play up front.
Oh, you're a striker?
Yeah.
Oh, go, striker.
Her backman, but she assisted.
Yeah, but
Thierry style.
She's like a Firmino, isn't
it? Oh, doing up Harry Kane.
I do love a little bit of an assist, though.
Yeah?
I don't know. I started to enjoy
like,
playing wing.
Are you doing like freestyle on the pitch? No.
I don't do that because you know what? Imagine like you're doing the most and you lose the ball and then counter-attack, they score. I cannot deal with that pressure.
Yeah,
no way.
That's
no,
well,
no.
Let's start.
But still, what about like you want to be spectacular? I prefer to be spectacular.
That is true.
You know?
I told myself that last time because everyone is expecting me to do a madness and I was just there like
imagine you did like you had the ball and you did like six backflips.
I can't even do that
six
without back
the ball.
Six backflips.
Who have you ever seen do that?
Have you seen me do
you're
that?
Watching
on my
too
page?
Much of
maybe I'm not as good a freestyler as you think.
maybe not.
I don't know. Like if
actually,
I was a freestyler, I think I could. Do
we should have. We should have started this podcast by saying we apologise for anything that Abdi may or may not say.
Yeah.
Once he gets comfortable, it becomes difficult to control.
Nah, it's all good.
Lee, we're gonna be best mates.
Now, let's start before your freestyling.
Right.
Yeah. How the hell did you get into that?
Wait, hold on. You actually used to play 11-a-side football.
I did, yes.
Yeah. So tell us a bit about that and like what it's like for a young girl and then as you're growing older, like what's that like being a footballer or even trying to be a footballer, the tryouts and all that kind of stuff.
Look at Junior, he's in interview mode.
No,
you're loving it.
He's loving it. Well, I used to play, do you know Dalit Chamlet?
I'll pretend,
yeah, South London.
But that's my thing, pretend, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, of course, yeah. So it was semi-pro. I was playing with them for a bit, but I don't know, I did enjoy it, but the whole, I've always had the thing with skills, like I've always loved it, skills. And sometimes when you're playing a level side, there's not much room for that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I don't blame them because sometimes you want to be more effective. You want to bang goals in instead of doing the most.
Yeah. Might lose the ball, innit?
Might lose the ball.
Concede
not
a goal.
Not me.
And then the manager, the manager starts throwing stuff on the pitch.
No, exactly. So like, there was obviously that pressure, but to me, football is about creativity 100%. And like, people play differently, and that's why I like Brazilian football because it's just. There's more creativity. There's more
room. Nowadays, Brazilian football is just animals.
We need to talk about that one. So I was playing. I was doing that.
So what position did you play on 11 side?
Up front.
Up front as well.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Oh, so you've always been up front.
Always. I don't know if it's because I'm lazy. I don't want to run.
Never tracking back in it.
Oh, just because I just want to score. I'm not sure. But yeah, so the transition from football to freestyle was that because I didn't. See much room for creativity within the 11 side.
Yeah.
I kind of wanted to do something where I could, I don't know, be more creative and just, I don't know, do the most of the ball, do you know what I mean? So that's when I kind of started seeing videos and I thought, well, why not start this during lockdown?
Yeah.
But back to the question about, what was it?
Like, what's it like for a girl and a woman?
Well, so I do think right now is the best time for girls to play football. Like, even when I was playing, because for women's football, it's kind of on the rise right now. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's going to reach a peak very, very soon. Mm. So I can't lie, I can't complain about the opportunities right now because I think there are actually many. But obviously, what was I going to say? Pay gap, there's still a lot when you get to the proper professionals. But yeah, I'm going to be honest. I had a lot of opportunities growing up to play football, but... To be fair, when I was younger, the reason why I only started playing 11-a-side relatively recently. I kind of stopped during like secondary school for a very, very long time. I wasn't playing. I was playing in the park just for fun. And the reason I stopped was because when I was growing up, there weren't any role models. Like there weren't anyone I could look up to and say, oh, I want to be.
What about Marta?
I mean, yeah, but.
That's like the only one.
Yeah. But literally when I was growing up, I remember playing in primary school. That's when. Kind of, I should have made a decision, do I want to be a footballer or not?
Mm.
And that's when I went, no, I'll put it in the back seat. Only because I didn't see, like, financially. Yeah, yeah. Don't see anything there. And I'm going to be honest with you. Obviously, I want to do something I enjoy, but I want to do something that will make me money as well. 100%. I'm going to be completely honest with you.
Of course.
And I didn't see that when I was younger. Mm. So literally, my parents always say, yeah, play football, of course. But why don't you try this and that and that? Mm. And now, only now, I'm seeing kind of like, do you know what I mean? The financial side of it as well. But it's mad. If I had this when I was younger, I would have probably gone into professional football. Mm. So that's why I think I
That's didn't. Interesting.
Yeah.
Because when I asked that question, I was more... My question was more guided by experiences that maybe Tanz has had, mm-hmm. as opposed to that me and Abdi would have.
Tanz is a right back, you know.
No, no. What I'm saying is that Tanz, Tanz and her friends have had comments like, you know, you're a woman, would you know about football and those clear, kinds of stuff. So I was wondering, do you get that, like,
yes.
like, oh, you could never be a player, you're just a woman, or
so I don't get it as
you're being nice. You want to say get in the kitchen? Is that what you mean?
No.
Get back in the kitchen. Go cook.
Husband. You don't belong in football.
I didn't because, like I said, I was playing football when I was very young, primary school, and then I just did it for fun. And then I got back into semi-professional when I was already 17. Mm-hmm. So that was about it. And the rest was literally just for fun. And then it was a very short period from playing for Dalit Shamlet straight into freestyling. Mm-hmm. And only doing this whole freestyling thing that I was kind of exposed a bit more sexism when it came to like TikTok accounts, Instagram. Mm-hmm. You get comments like, you can do that, but can you do it on a pitch? But go back to the picture.
You did before, though, innit?
Yeah, no, yeah.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Social media is the worst place.
Social media, 100%, you experience that a lot. But yeah, I mean, it's the ugly side of it, but it obviously does come with.
It goes the other way as well.
Like, it does.
A lot of.
But, I also do get a lot of support. Mm-hmm. But in my case, and I'm not saying that's for everyone because I know a lot of people get a lot of hate, but that was it. I got it kind of social media a bit, but not when I was growing up. Only the aspect of not having a role model, that was kind of, do you know what I mean?
If you continue, what level do you think you could have got to? Could you, like, become like a pro?
So
really?
My voice just went.
She's trying to sound like bashful, you know, like maybe, you know, if everything had aligned, you know.
If I didn't hurt my knee.
Everyone has the knee story.
Oh, come on.
No, do you know what? I truly do think so, and I still don't think it's impossible now. I don't think so because I don't know, women's football, they play till they're much older as well. Yeah. So I think there's still a possibility. Yeah. I just don't know if it's something I want. Well, though, yeah, I love freestyling. That's the thing. Like, I love it so much. I feel like if I didn't get into freestyling, then I'd really try hard to get into professional football. But because I found this freestyling thing, I'm like,
could you maybe do like Falcao? You know Falcão in Brazil?
Yeah.
The futsal.
Futsal
player.
Yeah.
So he's obviously famous for futsal. Mm-hmm. 5-time world best player.
He's so cold.
But you know he also played for Corinthians.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so he played 11-a-side for Corinthians.
Oh, you got a lot of pronunciation.
For the Englishness, Corinthians.
Yeah, my British people, Corinthians. Yeah, so he did both. So
I was playing you know Rising Ballers.
Yeah.
I was playing for them for a bit.
Oh, sick, really?
And then they have a women's team. Sick. Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah, so I was actually there. You go. We can talk about. Bit of potentially not sexism, but you see in their page, there's a lot of they post the men all the time. Yeah, you don't see any of them. Yeah. I didn't know there was a female team.
I didn't even know that.
No one knows.
But they train the same day as the men, the same days, it's the same place, Westway. You don't see the girls. That's when I started seeing. Come on, stop posting us. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was training with them. It clashed with futsal training, so I picked futsal over it. But
futsal, you can do all the.
That's the skills.
And that's definitely. Why I love it. I love it so much because that's when it's kind of like 11-a-side combined with a bit of freestyle. You can do a bit of everything. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah. Cool. Yeah. That's.
So the thing that I said at the beginning. So the listeners won't know, but at the beginning. Lyrian did a little like, oh sorry, Lee did a little.
Yeah, we've got to call her Lee.
Yeah, my bad. It's because I'm just so accustomed to.
I'm
so accustomed to calling her Lirinha, but
Lirinha.
I'm trying to stop. Yeah.
Oh, exactly.
Like her nickname, innit?
Do you know
like,
what that means? It means
little Lirian.
Little Lirian.
Not little anymore.
Lirinha. What was it
again? Lirinha.
Lirinha.
Oh. Okay, I can't say it.
Come on, do it. You've got
to
try one.
Yeah, you have to try
go
one.
To say it again.
Lirinha.
Lirinha.
That was a good effort. Good effort.
Not bad, not bad.
You said that like Barry from the pub.
Lirinha.
Lirinha.
Yeah, so before this started, Lee was beatboxing and Andy was like, ooh, what's that?
Are you a beatboxer? Yeah.
But what they don't know is that her freestyle stuff actually kicked off from her playing a guitar doing kick-ups.
No way! Oh my God,
I can remember
She has like a music strain to her as well.
Yeah. I still love music.
So tell us a bit about that. And like, because you just posted that randomly people started reposting it and then that's where it kind of took off, right?
Yeah, yeah, that was actually
so you just got loads of attention from me.
Beforehand, I was saying to Junior, I am like the worst multitasker ever. I can't imagine doing that, bro. That ball will be in the street, the guitar.
Like broken strings.
You know, yeah, I had like a private account and I just posted me playing the guitar and doing a couple kick-ups. And then I think it was this Brazilian account. They reposted my video. And then it wasn't that it blew up, but I got a couple messages saying, oh, that was so cool. Like, this content is really cool. I really like this. And it got a couple followers from it and all this. And I was like, you know what? Why not start it? It was something that was in the back of my mind the whole time. Like, I'd gone to a casting where I saw, like, I didn't know there were jobs within this, do you know what I mean, industry where you play football and then you do adverts and all this. I was like, okay, this is quite cool. And then that's why I did a little video and people liked it. And I thought, okay, I'm going to start this. It was during lockdown. And I thought, I'm bored. There's nothing to do. Why not? Started it. Yeah. And then.
Boy, that is mad. That is mad.
Hey, Tanya, we should get you doing like kick-ups, doing something else. Like,
yeah.
Isn't it? Maybe I should, innit?
Yeah, why not?
That might take me to the next level.
Yeah.
I think if we train you hard, we can get you to three.
three.
Like on top of the table that she fell off at the that semi final.
Yeah, I think if anyone sees that video, they won't know.
Yeah, no.
Nah, but okay, cool. Is there what's been the highlight since like your freestyling career, I guess, has kicked off and stuff? Like, what's been the highlight for you?
As soon as you said highlight, I already know. Oxford Street Sports Direct.
Oh,
there's a photo right there. There's a one photo of myself, and I go every week just to look up here.
Oh my God, is that actually a picture?
Yeah, like massive, it's a massive, it's like,
bro, we are with like.
We are with the big time A-lister right now.
No,
this is Maya Jama levels, like.
We have to get this cleared with your agent.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Stop it. No, it gasses me every time, literally. It's like.
How did that come about? What, did they just see you on Instagram and then contact you?
That, no, I'm with a modelling agency, so like through.
Okay, cool. She's a model as well, isn't it?
Yeah, but literally.
Musician, model, freestyler, footballer.
What else?
Assist king.
I'm so dead. No, it's just literally, it's kind of surreal. Every time I go into the sports director, I'm like, mad, is that me? Like, what?
Crazy.
Yeah, that's been my highlight. It has.
Tell the listeners if they have never heard of you, where they can find you. And
what,
your
are you
videos.
Wrapping her up now? You want to send her?
No.
Yeah, innit? Look at this
No,
guy.
just because we've been talking about it, so let's let them know.
Well, like my Instagram is basically Lirian Santos with two S's at the end. Santos, people know how to spell, right?
Yeah.
Lirian
I was about to say, people might not know how to spell Lirian. But we'll also include it in the description and stuff like that.
100%.
Lirian, who did you support?
I was just about to say, we ask everyone who comes on here who they support. So Abdi beat me to it.
I support PSG. I don't have
Poch FC.
Neymar. Sorry, Junior.
I don't hate Neymar.
She knows you.
Yeah, she knows.
Sure, you don't like pizza.
Yeah.
Whatever.
She wins.
PSG.
So PSG.
Like pizza, just for the record.
Who is your favorite footballer of all time?
Ronaldinho. No cap. No, yeah. He's the reason I started playing football.
Yeah, I can imagine. That's the sign
of
play.
He's
literally the reason. Like, you watch his videos and you can't watch just like this. It's like, I'm acting like they can see my face. But you can't just watch staying still. It's like, bro, how did you just do that? And it's so easy for him as well. Mm.
Yeah, he makes football look, he made whatever he did look easy.
100%.
They say playing football with a smile on your face.
Yeah, yeah. He was always there like.
And so Neymar's your favourite current player?
Ooh.
I'm noticing the trend here. You just like Brazilians, isn't it?
I don't know.
I think she's going to say something different.
I thought you were going to say someone else. I was thinking him.
No, I don't think. Have I met Neymar?
No, any footballers.
Have you met Neymar?
Any footballers? Have I met any footballers?
Not Jack Grealish. Not Jack Grealish. Don't say
Jack
Grealish.
Have
you met Jack Grealish?
No, I haven't.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, if you have, just send him my number.
That is so funny. I'm trying. I feel like...
What's the likelihood of it happening?
Huh?
What's the likelihood?
Listen, it might happen. Yeah, exactly. It will happen, all right?
And also,
so
like,
if she was lucky enough to get Jack Reed's number, she's just going to give it to you.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, it's good. He's not my type anyway. It's calm.
There we go. Got to help a girl out.
This is not the right podcast.
Anyway, sorry. We digress.
So you don't have one currently?
I'm really trying to think. I'm going to say Messi, you know. I can't lie.
Messi?
I'm going to say Messi.
Well,
Eugene hates him as well.
I don't hate Messi.
Because
of Argentina.
Abdi brought us here. Let's talk about last weekend. Obviously, I talked about it last week on the podcast because it happened and it was still raw. But you've had a week to kind of digest it all.
I don't think I want to talk about it.
So I assume, I'm not sure, but I assume that you were supporting both England and Brazil,
100%,
like I was.
Yeah.
So
I'm so happy I could do both. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, like, weren't like.
Yeah, exactly. It wasn't the World Cup, so yeah.
He had a great day. You both did.
Peak. Well, we all lost, okay?
Yeah.
On Sunday, we all lost.
We actually did.
So, but how was it for you? Because they've heard from me, but how was it for you?
I was so okay. Which one are we talking about?
No,
first?
Both. Well, let's start with do it chronologically. Brazil, Argentina. So, obviously, if you've been living under a rock, Brazil lost at home to Argentina for the first time in
can I just
however.
Stop you there, yeah? She's wearing so much gold, you know. She's such a celebrity.
Stop it.
They can't see her, fam.
You've been in zero gold.
She has like six rings.
In her next green, bruv. Let it go.
Yeah.
So, obviously, Brazil lost first. You stayed up to watch it.
Yeah, 100%.
And you had like a million people at your house.
What? No,
no
social
COVID.
Distancing.
Yeah,
no,
allegedly.
Mark the point so you can cut it out.
No, listen. It was on her story, so I don't know what she's trying to hide.
That's true.
Yeah, like,
I was upset. I can't lie to you.
Were they all Brazilian?
Mostly, yeah.
Yeah.
Mostly.
So it was depression that night.
No, it was so upsetting because let me tell you a funny story. Our neighbours, right? We don't get along with them very well.
Are they Argentinian?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh.
Can you believe it? No, literally.
That
it's
makes
not
sense.
Even, it's not even our neighbours. It's this one neighbour that lives upstairs, right?
Yeah.
And before, she's literally like knocked on our door before and like started ringing the bell and banging on our door like weeks before the final. Mm. There was another Brazil game and she was just like so angry and all this. And she decides to watch the final Brazil v Argentina, right?
Yeah.
And she's not even a football person or whatnot. Obviously, I'm so upset that we lost. The next day, we wake up, go into the garden, fat flag.
Oh,
Argentina
God.
Flag. And when I tell you, it was literally in, because basically, she put it in the back of the house, so only we could see it. No one else, because it was a garden and she lives upstairs.
Oh, wow.
So it wasn't for like other people to see on the streets. It was genuinely
she did that
for
on purpose.
Us to see because
no,
she is such...
Oh, can I call her a bitch? That's a bitch. Yeah. That's a bitch
such
right
a cow,
there.
Honestly.
I can't lie.
So
I respect it.
No, she is so...
Eject
it. I would have set it on fire.
I respect
I was so angry.
If you can make someone that angry, then yeah, you won.
No,
I'm triggered that I
was
there.
I was switching. I was like...
So does she know that you support Brazil?
Yeah, she knows.
Oh,
Brazilian,
that's
like,
bang out of all time.
I'm triggered.
No, unacceptable.
She's spoken to my dad and all of this.
Oh my God, what a terrible person.
She is horrible. And the fact that she went to those lengths to do that, horrible.
I would have had to knock on her door and say something. I'm so
I'll
sorry.
Rip that flag off.
No, honestly, I would have set on fire.
I was so annoyed.
Can you not explain? What is the... Is it just football? Or is it just
no,
generally...
No, it's actually...
Why
it's actually,
Brazil and
no, no, no. It's not just Brazil and Argentina. Guaranteed... And I can call up my friend who's Colombian and he can confirm this. Every South American country hates Argentina.
Oh.
Apart from the Argentinians. They love themselves. They're the only ones.
I think like they feel like, I don't know, they're European
yeah,
or something.
Yeah,
they've like
got
that,
some superior
complex.
I never
complex. Knew that there was this like
that's quite
divide.
That all the time.
Yeah, they have
that.
Like a superior complex. Like they're
yeah,
the
Brazil
best.
Brazil have won more than them. So.
No, but not just in football, like just in life.
Football, yeah.
Okay. Like, I don't know what it is. Like, they just have this complex that they're better than everyone.
I have heard that apologize before.
Apologize to all of our.
No, I do not. That's only Abdi apologizing. Did not apologize on my behalf.
I'm so.
No, but honestly, like me and my Colombian friend, like when Colombia got Argentina in the quarters, he was like, I was like, I sent him a message. I hope you guys win. When we got Argentina in the final, they were like, we hope you win. And Uruguay hates them. We all hate them. It's them.
What is it?
There's a problem.
If wherever there is smoke, there's fire. Because if all of the countries hate them, then what is it?
But to be fair, I'm getting it from just a Brazilian point of view, though.
But we all hate them, so.
Okay. Believe me, I'm telling you.
What is it? Just say the fact that they had Maradona and Messi.
We've had countless others, so.
Yeah, so well,
oh, look at that! He's getting defensive.
When Brazil play, you are a bit arrogant, though. I've been to Brazil games.
Five stars, mate. We can.
Yeah.
We can be.
No, I'm only joking.
I'm only joking.
But like, when I went to a Brazil game with you, why are you winking at me, bro?
I didn't wink.
It was just a twitch.
You're
tricking me.
Winked at me.
I used to start to get angry.
You're right.
Yeah.
No. Relax, Abdi, man.
No, but when we go to Brazil games, yeah, you get so, like, obviously you're patriotic and you're passionate.
Yeah.
But there's a sense of arrogance to you that we don't really see a lot.
What do you mean?
Is it Brazil, Junior?
Brazil vs Russia.
I'm not out there punching, man. Like,
no, you look at other people. You were looking down at other people.
Oh my God! Really?
No.
Ask you about it. When I asked you about it, you were like, "This is like the way we are when we're playing football."
What are you saying?
This is representative of Brazilian people.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know.
Well, can you? Why are you saying that?
No, I don't.
How many Brazil games have we been to? We've been to Brazil vs Russia at Stamford Bridge.
Yeah. That's the only one.
No, we've been to Brazil.
Oh, England. But
we
weren't
sat together.
Yeah, we weren't sat together.
I could feel the arrogance.
Shut up.
This guy's saying
absolute nonsense.
Right, Junior, like that.
No, he's shouting nonsense. The only thing I would say is that, like, I am critical of the players that we have more than maybe I should be. That's probably, like, he said this before, like, if players have, like, for example.
Of your own players.
Yeah,
that's the opposite.
Like, Fred. Like, I don't think he should be playing for Brazil.
What, the one from the World Cup?
No, the one.
Because.
Oh, no.
Let's not talk about that one.
She's talking about the striker. I'm talking about the midfielder who played in Copa America. Yeah.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't think he's good enough to play for Brazil.
Many players. Like, why were they there?
Yeah, like, Hernan Lodi, I don't think he's good enough to play for Brazil.
I don't know why my son.
Lucas Paqueta, I don't think.
Who's your son?
My son.
My son.
Oh, my son. No.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm very critical of, like, who plays for Brazil.
You're literally like my dad.
So.
But I agree. I can't lie.
Yeah. So I think that's where it goes. I'm not arrogant. Like, cussing
it's all right,
Russian
Junior. It's all right.
This guy's mad.
No, you're just trying to stir it up, isn't
he? Yeah, he is.
Stirring
he
the
bought
pot.
His big wooden
stirring
screen today.
The
what
pot.
I'm saying, yeah,
so,
is he was, like, you know when people grab the badge and everything like that? And kiss it. He got like a Russian shirt. He was like spitting on the badge.
I'm the most passive person. I don't know what you're talking about. No, but when it's like national anthem time, it gets a bit emotional.
Watch sing it right
game,
now.
It's much better than the English national anthem. Every national anthem sounds better than God Save the Queen.
It's true. The worst.
The
I can't
one,
even
yeah,
lie.
Is like a actual like a proper tune.
Yeah.
Oh, is that
no,
it?
You know,
like it's a banger. I can't
it's
lie.
A banger. The thing is like it's about 3 minutes. Of intro, then it's got the first verse, then it has
all that.
You know,
that's
yeah.
A cold intro.
but then there's like
some copyright
after the verse, there's another little instrumental. Then it's got the second verse and it's got the ending. They won't let us play the whole thing at international tournaments because
it takes too long. They ain't got much time.
But you know what they used to do? So they used to play the whole intro and the whole first verse. At every international tournament. Then the other nations complain that South American national anthems are too long. So they've cut it now. So now what they did was they cut the intro so they would go straight into it. Mm. But what they've done now is they literally cut it halfway through. That's why when Brazil hosted the World Cup and Confederations Cup, the Brazilian fans and players just kept singing it all the way through.
Brazilian, well, just South American in general, they're so much more like passionate and patriotic than like you would see almost any other team.
I think South American culture is like we're very united, like people.
You're just talking about how much you hate Argentina.
I mean, yeah, that's true.
No, but you're saying South American, like each country. So I'm talking about Brazilians. We're very united, like she had like half Brazil, the Brazil population in London at her house to watch the game.
Allegedly. He says it and then says allegedly.
You do the same thing. No, but I feel like our family values are a bit different as well. Like here, like 18 and you move out, you're still united, live in the same house. Yeah. Like grandparents almost live in the same house as well. Yeah. It's almost a little bit like Caribbean as well. Like the whole family unit is still like really united.
Tanya, no, that is so true.
You look at Tanya.
Yeah, not Abdi. Yeah. Where are you from, Abdi?
England.
England, yeah.
No, but that's what I feel like. And then just, it's still like, I don't know, there's just a passion there. And like the people, they don't have a lot, but they make the most
maybe
with
that's
what they
what
have.
It is.
And then
like,
so
I've seen in the national anthem before, even before a game, they're like Brazilian players crying.
Yeah.
Like the national anthem.
It's peak.
Football is a very huge thing.
Yes, that's what I'm
it's
saying.
Crazy.
Like people don't have a lot, so they cling to what they.
Oh, that's quite sad.
How did, like, you feel like you've developed? You first got into like freestyle? Were you like playing in the streets and that?
100%. Even like on holidays when I used to go back to Brazil when I was younger. I used to love playing on the streets, and I don't know where it came from because I wasn't doing this here in London. Do you know what I mean?
But that's just what they do there.
But because, but like, I don't know. I got in, and it was like I had never left Brazil. I was born and raised there for, do you know what I mean? For years, and no shoes on. You use the little flip flops as the goals.
Yeah,
the goals are tiny, literally this big, and that's what teaches you to have skill because you need to dribble all the way. It's not just banging it in from the halfway line.
And
do you know what I mean?
You leave the game with like mad calluses on your feet.
Yeah. Oh,
and then it's like it doesn't matter. Yeah, it doesn't matter if it's like 10-1. The next goal wins. No, next goal wins, and it's worth a Coke. Like the losing team has to buy the winning team a Coke, and then it's just war.
War.
No, literally, it's just like
you mean
Coca-Cola.
Oh.
We're not Colombia.
Why
allegedly.
Are
you Brazilian, isn't it?
Coca-Cola, a can of Coca-Cola. Does that make you?
That is. We know what you meant, Junior.
That's an acceptable reward.
No, but it's just like I said. A can of Coca-Cola
orange,
in Brazil.
Squeezed juice.
A can of Coca-Cola in Brazil costs a lot more than.
I'm just gonna go by it being Coke. Yeah.
Coca.
That booger sugar.
No, but you know how much it costs in Brazil. It's ridiculously expensive.
I don't think, what are you like offering your prices and that?
No, like you know McDonald's here. Like if you're like starving, yeah, and you haven't got lunch with you or whatever, you pop to McDonald's and you get like cheeseburger for $1.20, and then you get whatever. Yeah. In Brazil, it's a family day out because it costs.
Yeah, in Brazil,
like,
you've
got ridiculous.
Are you joking?
No, it's like to get a meal, it's like 25 reais, which is the
facts. The,
so what's that an equivalent to in British money then?
Like, it would be about like 4 or 5 pounds.
Which is no, but that's normal.
Yeah, that's
but
normal.
But because if you're earning there and you're spending there, that amount for a meal is ridiculous.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. So like, you could go somewhere and get a hot dog for like 3 reais. Which would be nothing here. But you go to McDonald's and it's 25, 30. You go to Burger King. I went to Burger King with my friend and it was 50. And I wasn't going to let him pay 25. So I paid for it like because it's unfair.
Yeah,
like they don't earn enough.
Oh
and if
God.
You convert that to pounds, that's
nothing
here.
Yeah,
like literally nothing. So I can't
this
especially now.
Just like veered off to
like Pizza Hut. Wait.
Yeah.
But like Pizza Hut is like 75.
75.
Without drinks, and that's one pizza.
So is that
oh
like
my God!
No,
but the thing is,
you can't convert it because if you convert it, it's nothing in pounds.
It's cheap for us here because we're earning in pounds. But if you're earning in reais and you're having to spend that there, it's just a
the
crazy
minimum
amount.
Wage here is.
I understand.
Is
yeah.
way
I mean?
More
I
than the minimum. Wage
I know, I know, but I get
so
it. I get
it's
it.
Not possible to convert Brazilian currency at all.
No, it is. So it's like £1 is like 7 reais.
Okay.
So,
which is mad right now.
Yeah.
It never was this high.
Yeah. So like £10 is 70 and so on and so forth. Oh. But what I'm saying is don't do that conversion because you're going to be like, well, that's nothing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you're.
But if you earn in reais and you had minimum wage, which is almost nothing, like literally minimum wage pays for 2 bills. That's your water
mad.
And electricity. And then the next month you don't pay water and electricity. You go and you pay for heating and something else or whatever.
So trying to veer this back onto what this podcast is about. So you're basically saying the fact that in the poor areas, they have less. So
do you cling on to more, like, more like that unity,
that street vibe?
Yeah.
And football's free fun. Also. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And everyone plays it, like...
Because there's other sports, yeah? Like, can you imagine, like, how much you'd have to get... To get into, like, that equestrian thing, that walk around with the horse.
Yeah.
Like, no way. Yeah. I mean, but they even, do that in the farms.
But even volleyball, which here is like, oh, whatever, innit? But in Brazil, it's really big as well. Like, the volleyball scene in Brazil is, like, massive. Yeah, like, the beach and indoor. Like, Brazilians love it because it's what you can play. You can go to the beach in Rio or wherever you're from, and there are nets everywhere you go, and you can just play it for free.
If I didn't get into football, I would definitely get into volleyball. Yeah, maybe it is because it's a Brazilian thing. I don't know.
So
interesting.
But yeah, so okay, so you were depressed.
Yeah.
last Sunday you were depressed.
I was depressed. Yeah. Did you see how far off?
I know. It seemed like ages ago. We were talking about
you were depressed. I'm like,
so you were depressed, and then
you were a therapist.
I was like, how do you know?
How did that make you feel? No. And then England played Italy, and you were supporting England.
Yep. This is crazy.
No, you can't pick and choose, by the way.
Why not? Like him, I can pick
his,
and choose.
His support for England is invalid.
No, it's not. Be quiet.
When it comes to World Cup, then that's what
all right, Priti Patel.
Oh, so World Cup, who are you not picking then?
Brazil.
No, Brazil, yeah. No. Brazil's first and then England right,
so
second.
So when it comes 100%. To the Euros, you have to support Brazil then?
No,
yeah, that doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You can't come, you can't like be against us. If it's a final.
Against us? What are you talking about?
It's just about England in the final, yeah. Who's point?
Huh?
Brazil, England, the World Cup.
It has to be Brazil.
Right. Yeah, they all Euros, Brazil.
You better wear your Brazil shirt and not support England. We don't want your
that makes no
you're chatting nonsense.
if you don't like it, you know where the
Priti
door
Patel,
is.
Priti Patel, I'm going to turn off your microphone.
you know where the door is, isn't it? Yeah.
You're sounding like a
you
lot.
You love Brazil so much. Why don't you go back there?
All right, Boris.
goodness
yeah,
me.
So you were supporting England. Did you think it was coming home?
I really did, bro. It was so embarrassing. I posted like 20 TikToks like, yeah, it's coming home. The next day, I was like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do?
Follow Lee on TikTok.
Yeah, it's going to be right there.
Follow
No, do you know what was, this has never happened before and I was so surprised. I was actually more upset that England didn't win than Brazil losing.
To be fair, the Copa
which is crazy.
No, but you know,
that's interesting. That
it is very interesting because you know Copa America.
It doesn't mean anything.
Although Abdi says it doesn't mean anything, Brazilians don't really care about.
If you win.
No, you win a trophy.
Okay, good, because I thought I was betraying Brazil, but if it's a.
No, like Brazilians, the things that Brazilians really care about is the World Cup and the Olympics.
Yep. Mm. Olympics is good. It's coming soon.
It is, yeah.
So, that but you always want to beat Argentina.
Oh, 100%. No, yeah, especially you won't do that. No, get out. No, but it was crazy because literally the way I was feeling, I was like, this is as if Brazil had just lost. I don't know, World Cup. Yeah. But I think it's because of the atmosphere and everything. Yeah. It was such, it was mad. I had never seen London like that. Yeah. It was crazy.
But to be fair, mad. After the stuff on the day before the game and after the game, this country doesn't deserve football success.
Yeah, honestly.
People who deserve success were the people who cleaned up Leicester Square.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that was appalling.
Absolutely so appalling, bad. Yeah.
But, if you see this country, they just don't know how to act after football. And you can't say, oh, well.
Or before football.
Exactly. Like, there's a guy in the middle of like Leicester Square with his things out, like proper shaking it.
And then they put a firework up his butt.
Are you joking?
Exactly. What do you do? Like, how do you go back to work on Monday morning?
And England hadn't even won it. Any like they hadn't won anything yet.
Anything at that point.
Imagine doing that.
Yeah, they do the really most.
I got really excited. I decided someone put a firework in my asshole, bro. That's disgusting.
That is so bad.
How do you with a straight face come back to your children? What did you do? I went viral.
I have children.
Someone tried to blow up my ass, and I liked it.
I don't even think he has a missus at this point.
Yeah, exactly. And he should be behind bars as well.
Now, all the people breaking in, that was out of order because people have paid good money to watch that game.
Yeah.
Unacceptable, man.
How much was it, like, two, three K?
Not have.
How much was it, like, two, 3K?
It's
a lot of money,
crazy.
But I just want to go back briefly to your freestyling and stuff. When did you, like, start seeing brands get involved?
Good question. It was relatively.
The question I mean is like, when did you start noticing that this could be like a career?
Right. Okay. So, I had a friend, and I still do have a friend.
I was about to say, what happened to him? No.
Yeah,
did you? Well, I'm alive.
I'm in a different tax bracket.
Lol. low answer. I'm going to walk away now. No, he... So he does social media, what is it, fashion blogging, all of this. So he makes all his money off of social media, right? And I was still in school at this point. I was doing A-levels. I didn't really know this was even, like, a career path. And so I met him, and I was like, I want to kind of do something similar to that, mm-hmm. right? This is when I started my freestyling. And before, I would probably just do it for fun, but because I saw, oh, wait, he's actually making a living out of this. Yeah, let me try.
Let me try.
Let me have a go. So after I started posting, like, a brand, it was like a nutrition brand. They DM'd me saying, oh, would you like to be gifted this? And all you have to do is post on your story. So that's how it starts. It's on, like, a gifting basis. So you get...
What did they give you? Like, chocolate?
It was, like, protein bars and stuff like that. So it'd be, like, a box every month, right?
Mm.
So that's when kind of I realised, okay, so it's starting slowly by just being gifted things. And he was obviously giving me advice. He's like, okay, because of your followers. I had, like, 800 followers at the time, which is crazy.
Only.
Yeah, only.
No,
wow.
But 800 is not enough.
I think I don't even know, like, 80 people in my life.
No, but still, but, like, for to do this whole influencer thing, 800 is nothing. Yeah, do you know what I mean? And he was saying, okay, that's crazy. You're getting gifted at 800 followers. That's really good. Next step from that, when you start growing, start charging for that. So I'm like, okay, so this is how it works. So then obviously bigger brands got involved. That's when I signed my agency. Uh-huh. They kind of...
Shout out your agency.
Shout out Fawlty on that. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, gang, come gang. On.
she got street real quick.
Yeah.
No, like, it's all of her branding, isn't it? Football freestyler linked with gangs.
I'm so dead. No, with that, so like I signed and they help a lot. Like they kind of link me to a brand, you know what I mean? Okay. They kind of show my portfolio, whatnot, and then if a brand likes it, then we work together. So that's when it kind of started taking off. So yeah.
But would you say like about a year or so since everything's been popped off, or was it about a couple of years?
Oh, no, it's only been a year. I think
said pandemic.
Yeah, it was awesome. So
it was like a year and a bit, but it only took a couple months for, I don't know, to get like brands involved. But I do think my agency helped an incredible amount.
So wow.
Abdi wants to get into an agency. Do you think you're going to hook him up?
Yeah, do you think you can hook him up?
Let's make a little portfolio.
Do you not see stardom here?
Yeah.
Do you not feel it?
He's actually the face of our brand.
Yeah, he is.
We'll do a little photo shoot.
I don't like to brag, innit? Photo shoot, you know?
Yeah.
Look at him.
I was going to ask you, do you think that, obviously you are a freestyler,
mm-hmm.
but do you think some of the, I don't know, like the fact that you've got so many followers or like the stardom that's come with it or like the success you've had, has it come because you're your girl, your female? Obviously, I'm not saying you're not talented.
No, don't worry.
But I'm just saying, do you think...
No, that's exactly what he's saying.
Is that what you're trying to say? So you're just trying to say I've got talent because I'm a girl, is that it? No, I'm joking.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't say that to Tanya, but saying...
Oh, thanks.
I do think it helps. I cannot lie. If you look at my insights on Instagram, it's literally 89% men and the rest women.
So, like, your DMs is on fire, isn't it, all the time?
Oh, I mean, your DMs must be popping.
There's a French girl who does it as well.
Leah.
Oh, what? Is it just a Lee thing?
What's going on?
I actually think you're talking about Lisa, which is
I think it might be, yeah.
My middle name's Leona. I can make it work.
Yeah, you could.
Do you do football freestyle?
I could learn.
You could learn.
Come on now.
Lisa, that's her name.
That's your next thing. Intensive courses on football freestyling. Tanya's your first...
Your first student.
Oh my God, I'd love it.
You will get rid of it.
No.
Literally, if you got a couple kick ups in the bag, then you practice a little bit. You got everything.
I don't really have that in the bag.
No, I'll practice.
You have the weekend to try.
Yeah, I'll try.
We call her the Black Bella.
I'm dead.
What was I saying? I forgot.
Well done, Abdi.
No, you derailed.
No, you did. He was asking
about how you were your girl. So
you're very observant.
Yeah, wow.
You're a girl.
You're still listening.
Stay in the obvious.
I do think it helps. I don't know.
You wouldn't see it. Like.
That's what it is. I feel like it's because there's a small. It's a niche market. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Not only for girls to play football, but then when it involves doing skills.
Yeah.
I feel like that's why people like it.
What's your best skill?
My best skill? Oh my god! Okay.
Yeah, to be fair, when you walked in, I was like, "Why has she not got a ball? Why has she not kicking?"
They can't see.
Yeah, I went to the seat before we started recording.
No, see, the next time you come on here, yeah, I do.
There you go.
We'll get it there. You have to like do kick ups.
You're not leaving until you do like 65
kick ups, because that's more than you could do.
I'm passer in it.
Come on.
I forgot what I was gonna say, but never mind. What were we talking about?
Skill.
Oh, I was gonna say that you should be like, throughout the entirety of the next podcast that we do, you need mm-hmm. to be doing kick-ups throughout.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'll do that. Okay,
for the whole
pod and kicking.
Yeah. Oh my god, pod and kick. Pod and wow, kick. That would be impressive.
Actually, there's your niche there, like podcasting and
why
and
not?
Up.
Why
yeah.
not? Get the guitar in there. Yeah.
So, do you like, you know, with the other girls who do it? Mm-hmm. Are you guys like in competition, or you just see like supporting each other or something?
I thought you were asking.
Oh, her.
Oh, that.
No.
One. No, I thought you were asking if I'm in like competition, like freestyle competition.
Do you do that?
I know. I do not do that. Only because
Wait,
I feel
back
like.
Yourself.
Don't worry, I got it. No, 100%. Like, I can't lie. Whip out the camera. I get camera shy. Sometimes I'm there like, oh. Yeah. No, but yeah. It takes just
a
bit
of
practice.
You've got like 150,000 followers.
What? Make it stop up. No, I don't do competitions. That's not the reason I started it, do you know what I mean?
It's for fun. You started it for fun,
for fun. I do not want to take the fun aspect out of it. Otherwise, I don't want to stop doing what I love, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like if I did a competition, I'd start.
So in terms of your posts, how does it go? Do you just like do a skill every day and then upload it?
No, so ideally I'd post every day. But right now I'm posting every 2-3 days.
Are you like just trying to learn new skills from stuff off YouTube or like?
See, no, I'm annoyed, yeah, because I used to send her, like when she first started, I used to send her ideas, mm-hmm. and she never did any of them.
I will.
She will.
I used to send you bare stuff.
And I actually like them, but
like them.
They're cute,
No, I like them, and I just forget. But I do need that. I want to do some different type of stuff as well. Some dribbling as well. I don't know. I try and learn a couple new things. Sometimes it takes time. Like the one that I learned recently was called Lemon. I think it's a Lemon. It's called Lemons Around the World. You literally go around the ball twice in one go. Mm. You kick it like that. And literally, when I got that,
the
listener
can't see.
She did three circles
with her feet.
It's actually two circles.
So I imagine everyone knows what Around the World is, yeah.
Yeah, but it's lemons. Doing it twice.
Doing a circle with your leg over the ball.
Oh my god, doing it twice.
It's twice in one go.
Yeah.
But when I learned that, I was so happy.
All right, so just to like. I'm not wrapping up, but like move on in terms. Mm-hmm. Where do you see this whole thing going? Like, as a free
world domination.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, take over the world, girl. Take over the world.
100%. You know what? My main goal is to get more girls involved. 100%. Yeah. No. Literally.
Just allow it, Tanya.
What? Pick up the girls.
When I tell you. I'm not even exaggerating. When I was younger, the reason why I didn't get into football, like I said before, because there weren't any role models. Mm. And now...
Trying to be a role model.
I'm trying to be a role model because it does help. If you're seeing, okay, well, someone's doing well and she's a girl and she's playing football, even if it's not the 11-a-side kind of route, there's always other things,
that's fair.
Do you know what I mean, in football. So I'd say getting girls involved and just being able to literally live off of what I'm doing now for kind of... long term, in other words,
make it sustainable.
All right.
Yeah.
Last question. If
man talked about me interviewing,
I
took inspiration.
You got a bit jealous of Junior, didn't you? It's like right, I've got to do an interview.
You're doing really well with this freestyle, and I can imagine it's just going to get bigger and bigger.
Amen to that.
So, if a pro team comes, offers you the bag, they say the contract says Lee.
Right, it says Lee.
So they say Lee, come sign for us.
Right.
Decent money, you'll be a focal point of the team.
Right.
You can never do a skill again though.
Then what's the point? Wait, what do you mean?
You can't do like
okay, I can never do a skill.
But they offer you.
But they offer me.
Doesn't even make sense.
I would not do that because then, like, you got to think about the opportunity cost. Because if I won't do that, but then I mean, I'll take that money there, and then I'd lose all the other money
for Old Trafford.
No, I wouldn't do it. No, then but I'm losing out on money that I could make.
Your job is to score goals. It's not
so I'm allowed to do
pitch.
That. I'm allowed to still play football.
Yeah.
But not do any skills.
Yeah, you can't do
no
that.
No way. That's
what I meant. Yeah, no. It doesn't even make sense.
Okay, cool. Forget about the caveat.
The reason I started and I left the 11 aside was because I couldn't do skills.
Forget about the caveat. All right. But would you stop doing the freestyle if you got an offer from like a proper, like a Super League team?
Not forever, but
how
just
much am I making?
But just for a while.
Love that mentality.
Like, for example, like they say, like, you've got to focus on the team and like get ready, and you're focusing for a couple of years on being a pro footballer.
This is genuinely where
she's torn.
A thin line between, because I literally, I always think I need to do something I love, but something that also helps me out financially.
Yeah.
But I will never just do something that just gives me money and I'm not happy with. No way. Yeah. But vice versa.
Depends
so I need to
spend that much money, though, isn't it?
No. If I'm unhappy, what's the point?
No, she's on the right. She's on the right path.
Would you be? Would you work somewhere unhappy for 100 mil?
I don't want it.
100 mil. That's mad.
I don't want to answer this question on air.
Wait. You know what make me happy? 100 mil.
No, you know what make me happy? Like what she's doing, like she's doing something that she loves.
Yeah,
it's true. Literally,
that is the dream.
The saying, do what you love and never work a day in your life is so true.
That's cool.
It is so true.
That's cool. But 100 mil will make me happy.
But 100 mil, let's.
Abdi, when you find the 100 mil, let us know.
Actually, we should stop because I don't want you to lose your like brand deals.
Yeah, remember.
So what was the question that you asked me? I actually forgot.
Me?
Yeah, you just said it. I did it. Did I say yes or no?
What? I think it was Abdi's
no,
question.
No, for periods.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah, like if you would, if they said like, if they came up with a good deal and you were like, this is interesting, like, and you said that one day you would like to pursue it again, maybe just for a little bit. Would you?
How long for?
I don't know. It's up to you.
Well, I'm confused.
Like if they gave you a 5-year deal.
5-year deal to do
yeah,
what?
Yeah, like to play football.
To play football and leave the freestyle.
Well, not leave freestyling. Like that's up to you. But they're asking you to, because being also a pro footballer, like you have to focus on.
Oh right,
and you have to train, and you have to like it's a dedication.
I think maybe because it's still related to football, and I love football. So.
And then so we're saying that like once the 5-year deal is up, like you could re-sign for them or a different team or go back to freestyling.
Yeah, I think that's fine. It's still in the football world. If I could still do my skills, then I'm good.
might go World Cup and Olympics.
Yeah, that. No. I'm not even gonna lie. I still do love 11 aside. I just love it even more when I can do skills.
Yeah. But you know, with the skills, right? Does it just come naturally to you, or do you actually have to learn it, or is it just something you're just gifted at?
I'd say I always used to like doing skills without practicing. I used to love doing skills from day. I don't know. I feel like it was kind of a natural thing. And that's why I got into freestyling. Yeah.
Okay.
So cool.
So now we're going to
save it,
Danny. I'm fangirling. We've got a celebrity in our midst.
Stop it.
So now we're going to talk about some of the stuff that's happening in the world of football. You're happy to, like, we're happy for you to jump in whenever you feel like, but a lot of it is just Abdi's wild opinions.
Oh, yep. God.
I'm going to read some quotes and then I'm going to tell you who they're from. And it's all crazy. So this quote in particular is about Cristiano Ronaldo.
Is it from me?
No. Okay. This guy is an idiot, a sick man.
Oh, I know these. Yeah.
You think this guy is normal, but he's not normal. Otherwise, he wouldn't do all the things that he does.
Okay, I thought he was going somewhere else, but yeah.
This one's about Mourinho, and it's from the same guy. Mm. Mourinho is an idiot.
Mm-hmm. That is facts.
Is it not? It is not that he does not want to play. Well, he's a bit abnormal. That said, he has been overwhelmed by the pressure.
Oh, please.
This is about Iker Casillas, and if you don't know who Iker Casillas is, he's a legend. He used to play, be a goalkeeper for Real Madrid. So he's not a Real Madrid goalkeeper. What can I say? He has never been. He has been our biggest mistake. The problem is everyone loves him. I don't know. He has so many people on his side. But anyway, he is one of the biggest frauds. This one is about Real Madrid legend Raul. Mm. He's a negative guy. He's destroying Madrid and the morale of the players so that people say it's Madrid who are playing badly, not Raul. It's a terrible, what a bad kid he is. He's not going to play for Madrid anymore. All of that is by the crazy mind that came up with the Super League. The European Super League.
Oh, that does not surprise me at
Florentino
all.
Florentino Perez, yeah.
Yeah, Florentino Perez.
That does
Perez.
Not surprise
but he's
me.
Just, he's criticising people who've given so much success to Real Madrid. How can you talk badly about Ronaldo, bro?
Like,
he's
yeah, Ronaldo.
More goals than, I don't know, anyone in history for Real Madrid.
For Real Madrid, yeah, literally. So,
you can't, like, yeah, obviously he's just changed.
He's the sick one.
These are conversations from a while ago, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I mean, like, even the thing about Iker Casillas, who's a Real Madrid
legend. You can't talk about
legend.
Badly about Iker Casillas, Raul Ronaldo, stupid. You can't talk
he could disrespect Mourinho, though, that's fine.
Yeah, yeah. Anyone who talks badly about Mourinho.
Yeah, that's absolutely
I'm
fine. I'm
so,
here.
Yeah, he's a stand up guy.
Yeah, sick guy.
So you both back in the European Super League?
No, of course not.
Well, if it means he continues to slander Mourinho, let's do it then.
No. I can't back that. I can't back that.
You lot wanna, have you got more stuff to talk about? Oh, I was going to talk about like the transfers. All right, so do you want to talk about like our individual teams?
Wait. But because we talked about Florentino Perez, I just want to ask you about the European Super League and what your thoughts were.
I remember when everything came out, and at first I was like confused. What's happening? I was doing a bit of research and all that. I feel like I'm with the majority of the people. I don't agree with the whole thing because then it's kind of not even acknowledging the fans and everything that's been in there. For,
it's all about money.
Yeah, it's all about money. And that's the problem with football nowadays. You see that everywhere. Mm-hmm. So 100%, like, yeah, I don't agree.
Fair. Okay, let's talk about transfers. Let's start with Tottenham.
Who the hell are Tottenham buying? I don't even know a single person you're buying.
Wait, hold on.
Oh, we've made a sign-in.
So, having spent nearly 3 months without a manager.
Boy Nuno.
Doherty being made captain. No, I'm joking.
I could play my rightful position but, as right striker.
But
Doherty thinks he's a freestyler.
Tanya's favourite player is now moving to Sevilla.
Oh, Lamela.
Lamela. Swap deal for Brian Hill.
Apparently he's good, but I've not seen a single
thing. I don't know anything about him, and this is my frustation with Spurs.
Just watch YouTube clips, isn't it?
That's what Abdi does. Anyone can look good when you watch compilations.
Yeah, that's
this
so
is
true.
The thing.
I
can
be an expert after I've watched a YouTube clip. Like, I know everything about him.
But you're right. From speaking to like other people that know of him, he's meant to be like a really good young up-and-coming player. I know he's going to be in the Olympics
the deal looks
as well.
Mad,
so.
Though, like,
25 million and...
Plus Lamela.
I know, it's mad.
Yeah, but what's Lamela worth? Like 2p?
Isn't it? Lamela's worth like peanuts.
I have a couple of chocolates as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
Cocoa.
It's like the mint you get on your pillow at a hotel.
He's continental. He's like continental breakfast, but it's just the bread.
And then you're also buying a goalkeeper from I say buying. You're bringing him on loan, and then you're loaning him again with an option to buy.
You loan him out?
No, he's coming in on loan, and then he's coming back on loan with an option to buy.
So what, a loan on top of a loan?
Yeah. Okay, basically.
So Spurs deals?
That's Spurs all over, isn't it? And he's a rapper as well.
Yeah, have you seen the clip?
He's kind of sick,
though.
No,
I need to listen.
No, he's kind of wavy. Wait, I can't lie. He's wavy.
I saw it. Have you got it on the...
Oh, I don't.
Don't play. We don't want to get copyright strike.
We're not. This guy literally is just in the stadium rapping.
It's not rap.
In Spanish. Or Italian.
Oh, man. Where am I going to find it?
Type Donny's name in.
Whatever, I don't know his name. Whatever, I can't remember his name.
Something January.
All right, he rapped, isn't it? It's probably bad.
Yeah, he raps.
It's probably bad. Yeah. Oh, Golini. Is that his name?
Golini, yeah.
Anyway.
Like, Tottenham, they need... There's a lot of players who still haven't gone, though. It's the same
But Tanya was reading an extensive list about players who have been transfer listed. And it contains like 50 players.
Forget about this rapper. Stop looking for it, man. Who cares?
No. I'm not. I'm just looking at other players that we're linked with. Oh, so we're linked with Christian Romero at the moment from Atalanta.
Yeah, Argentina player.
Yeah. I'm hearing that
you guys love it.
We're not meeting their asking price, which is just typical of Spurs.
Oh, wait. What happened to that Japanese defender?
Oh, I'd love to know. I don't know what's going on there.
What's his name? Go.
Tomiyasu.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel like I butchered that.
That was pretty good. No, that was pretty good. That was pretty good. No, I'm on the side of pretty good.
I think it's roughly along those lines.
It was either that or like Samuel Isold.
That is racist.
But again, I don't think we're meeting their asking price. So
wait. We're not talking about transfers. Something mad happened over the weekend.
I know which one you're going to talk about, but you have to say allegedly first.
Yeah, allegedly.
Wait, what happened? Do I know?
So,
it's your word.
Oh, yeah. This is basically, we don't want to get in trouble with anyone,
yeah, so right.
any corporation
time.
Or person. Mm. So, you know, they may have done things, but it's alleged.
Yeah, it doesn't matter how small this podcast is. We don't want to get...
Yeah, like, this could end up in someone's, you know, like, lap, and then they're hearing us say that they killed a man, and we're like...
Junior right now, do not represent... No,
shut up, man. So, but listen, this is... it's come out. It's on the BBC. It's
Everton.
All right.
The club have released a statement. Yeah. So Everton can confirm that a first team player has been suspended pending a police investigation. When I tell you what it is, your eyes are going to go even more. The club will continue to support the authorities with their inquiries, blah, blah, blah. So Everton have suspended a player, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Now it gets mad. A 31...
Wait.
Why am I smiling?
Loud and clear. Allegedly.
Wait, I was going to put it at the end.
Okay, but we'll say it
beforehand. Can you just be quiet?
Allegedly.
A 31-year-old Everton player has been arrested on suspicion of alleged child sex offences.
The millionaire footballer,
who also plays for his country, had his home raided by police and was arrested on Friday.
Wow.
Now,
that is crazy.
If we're being detectives,
oh my god!
And also, it's all alleged.
Yeah, we don't know anything.
But the three players at Everton who are 31 are the goalkeeper, the Swedish goalkeeper Olsen, Fabian Delph, and Gylfi Sigurdsson.
The
rumor is that it's Sigurdsson
because Fabian Delph actually played on Saturday, so he couldn't have played on. He couldn't have been arrested if he had played on Saturday. So it. Allegedly, looks like Gylfi Sigurdsson is looking a bit crazy.
This is mad.
Right. So I don't know how we skipped over that, but
mad.
Like we said, we don't know anything, but if that is allegedly true,
that's crazy. Man.
What do they? Is there anything like? What do they find to arrest him?
Him allegedly saying, exchanging like explicit messages with a young minor.
Yeah. Oh my
How old are
God.
We talking?
Well, anything, it doesn't matter. Even if it's even if it's a day.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
That's
mad. It's mad. Like, I don't want to get too deep into the law, but like, it wouldn't be illegal if she was 16 in one day.
Yeah.
But it's illegal if she's 15 in 365
days. Oh my God, that's
days.
Actually
it's
sick.
It's completely.
365 days.
Yeah. That's so 364 days. Yeah. That's illegal. But 16 in one day is completely legal.
Or even 16 is legal.
It's exactly. Yeah. So,
but it's still disgusting.
Exactly, it's completely. It's all the same in terms of disgustingness. But I feel like this is definitely another situation. But we've seen there's previously a footballer called Adam Johnson.
Yeah, I was about to say, it reminds me of the Adam Johnson thing.
He actually groomed a 15-year-old, kissed her, and then he went jail for 6 years. Yeah. I think he's out now, isn't he? After 3 years.
Well, they were going to do something in his car as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That is appalling.
It was conspiracy, it was grooming, it was actual physical contact with a minor. But yeah, it has to be another situation where obviously investigated completely.
Mm.
But I feel like now his name is just tainted completely.
Mm. That's the thing I was going to say.
I don't think
as well.
the club, if like you said, there's no smoke without fire. I don't think the club would have suspended allegedly this person.
We still don't know who it is.
Yeah, exactly.
We don't know.
There's I have to say allegedly now, don't I?
Yeah,
allegedly.
I feel like for you to make an arrest, there's probably
and obviously, like, Twitter's going to be Twitter. They're going to, they found that Gylfi Sigurdsson,
his wife.
deleted Instagram because of all the questions. But she has come out and said that she's defending him. But that's his wife.
Of course.
What do you expect?
Yeah, so it's kind
if
of.
If he's been cleared, it's going to be a peak for him when he comes back.
Yeah. Because.
Which is sad in a way because.
We don't know the details.
We've seen in society that.
Yeah, it's true. We don't.
Coming back from a sex offender title is quite
you can't
difficult.
Come back from it.
It's mad.
Sticking to Everton.
The podcast just took a really dark turn.
Well, it's
the news.
It's news.
Yeah.
It's, okay, sticking with Everton, they have. Almost completed two deals. Asmir Begovic from Bournemouth and Damari Gray.
Yeah,
Andros Townsend. Mm. Damari Gray is the one that I think is a good signing.
Yeah,
I liked him at Leicester.
The thing is with Everton, they don't have
million.
Wingers.
2 million.
Wait, they were getting that guy from Burnley as well. Is it McNeil?
Yeah, they were linked with him as well.
Yeah, but he'll be too much.
It's
money.
Very clear, but Rafa Benitez wants to strengthen his wing options.
Yeah.
Because
he's got Bernard and Iwobi really the only one.
And also Richarlison.
Richarlison's more of a striker.
Dead bruv.
You know, so,
absolute dead bruv.
And so, again, that, another Brazilian
support
player.
A Brazilian
hates,
one, man.
He does not like Richarlison.
He's actual trash. So, all he does is dance like a pigeon, bruv. That's what he does.
That is so funny.
Decent signings. Premier League actual level signings as well. Demarai Gray's won the Premier League. Andros Townsend, he's quite experienced. Decent.
I don't know.
Enough.
I feel like they could do better.
As a backup,
I think.
To be fair, like, obviously.
No, but I think he's bolstering the squad.
It's not bad. It's not
yeah, it's
squad,
true.
It?
Yeah,
you
that's what they need.
Get better. And under Rafa Benitez, they are going to play a strict 4-4-2. So, you know, having an actual traditional winger who plays in the wing, so it's going to work. But I still think they need to do more in terms of like getting new defence. Apparently, they've been linked with Koulibaly. But the thing
really?
Is, now, it's all different now because Benitez is that statement manager.
Yeah,
like,
manager.
He can attract
the pull.
Better players, you know. Mm-hmm. So I know they had Ancelotti before, but you know I don't think they fully backed him now. So I think Benitez would have come in.
They pretty backed him.
No, they did. They literally got
he
him.
He had a lot of money.
Like who?
Godfrey was bought for like nearly 30 million. Help me, Tony.
Yeah, I can't remember. What's his name?
No. They bought Alan. They bought James Rodriguez.
Yeah, Rodriguez.
Decore.
But James is going back to Real now, isn't he?
I don't care. He's still bought by Ancelotti.
Yeah,
that was the
point. Why is your feet like this far? Like, do you need to...
Abdi, stop playing footsies with people.
Did I move my foot?
Every week.
Anyway,
every week he plays footsies with Mark.
You always want to destabilize the conversation. Yeah?
He plays footsies with Mark and now it's Tanya. He's just a fiend.
Hey, Mark, do you want to start a new podcast?
Abdi's favourite Liverpool player has left. Gruitch has now joined Porto.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Liverpool,
who is he?
Money laundering, I swear to God. Liverpool, they signed...
Allegedly.
Yeah, I'm hearing all of this stuff about this player who's played half a minute for Liverpool, going for like 10 mil, and then Arsenal can't even sell their best players.
Wait, how much
money,
is he going for? Please don't tell
around
me.
I swear, there's a striker for Liverpool. I don't know his name, yeah. But he's never even stepped on a pitch for Liverpool, yeah. And they're selling him for 8.5 million.
Oh, for goodness sake. What are Liverpool doing? Well, mind you, they sold, what's his name, to Sheffield United for like 20, was it 25
Brewster,
million? Brewster. That is mad.
They should be in court, man. Yeah. So Liverpool are doing decent business. They brought in Konate, which is a good signing. But
yeah.
I think Liverpool, they don't need that many players because all they need is...
Well, they might be losing Jordan Henderson.
Yeah.
I think that'll get resolved. I don't think they can sell their captain.
Could they do with another forward player though, like
I think
a striker?
They'll be signing for another year. They do, yeah.
They
definitely.
They need
I think
that.
They should have like upgraded on Firmino.
Yeah, I think
well, not
so.
Even, not even just upgraded, but like someone to compete with Firmino. Liverpool, what they need is, I don't think they need so much because their players are coming back now.
Yeah,
the players are injured a lot. Thiago would have settled, allegedly.
But Gigi's gone though now.
But, yeah, Wijnaldum. Yeah. They need to replace.
And if
Wijnaldum.
Hendo's going,
yeah, that's
all
the
of
thing.
A sudden,
they need some midfield options, and they definitely need a striker.
Well,
yeah,
let's talk about Chelsea. They sold Olivier Giroud to AC Milan.
Milan.
Mm-hmm. And he came out with the same story that all players, it's a dream come true. I used to love them as a kid.
He's literally the whole of football. I don't care. Like, this guy. He
no, but,
I mean, this is the fourth club.
Yeah.
In a long career.
Well, I mean, like, Arsenal, then Chelsea. I mean, I suppose AC Milan, there's no... Okay, I take it back.
But
it's
he's
not
very,
home.
Very successful in his career. And he would,
yeah, think. He'll do well there, I think.
Lee's team have signed
PSG
are signing everyone.
Oh, yes.
Donnarumma, Sergio Ramos, Gini Wijnaldum.
Could sign Pogba.
Could sign Pogba.
Oh my God. I'm with you supporting them because I need to get the new away shirt. Oh my God.
Oh,
beautiful.
So nice.
I bet you've got it already because
I don't have that one.
Do you not have it?
What,
yet?
The white and
I just
pink.
Thought, you know, Nike, with your hookups, if you want to hook a girl up.
They need
you know.
To bust me, seriously.
They might get you to model it.
Maybe. I'll just put it in my bag and run after the shoot.
We're not involved in this one. It's the fashion segment of the podcast.
This is
no,
girl chat.
Inter Milan's kit is peng, though.
Yeah.
All right.
No, PSG
is
PSG do the best kit.
Go on, show me.
Who's other kit? The lilac one. Was it Barcelona? Is it Barcelona's?
Yeah,
thing?
That's
that
nice.
Kit is
that is so nice.
Also, can we just point
I need
out
to cop
yeah,
that.
That this guy, Junior, is a hypocrite.
Yeah, he
why?
Is a hypocrite.
He says he hates the Arsenal kit. Yeah, he's wearing it right
no,
now.
I actually liked it.
When you saw the pictures, you said it was ugly.
Yeah, you did say it was ugly.
Yeah, wait, hold on. When we got Abdi's little, like, he sent some pixelated thing into the group.
But no, but it did look like
this. When they explained why they did it, I was like, I was totally
on board.
You're making
it seem like I sent in a different colour or something. It was exactly
it was orange and purple.
Mm. I mean, it looks better on, to be fair.
Thank you.
Yeah, all right,
so,
Junior.
So what you're saying is you want to see what it looks like off.
Abdi, you are...
Control your friend, you know.
No, control yourself.
Yeah, you control yourself. What are you looking for, Junior?
Sorry, Abdi's...
Back onto Chelsea.
I think Abdi's you forgot what story. You
were looking for. Chelsea, I don't think they need that much.
It was the kit. I want to see the kit.
Yeah, yeah. No, wait, hold on.
Which one? The Barcelona one? Yeah. Yeah, it's so beautiful. It's like this lovely lilac colour.
Okay, I'm actually
going to
see which one's better.
Why can't I find
to
it?
To the listeners, I'll just keep talking because everyone's on their phone right now. So, yeah, I'll just make some transfers.
This one.
Talk.
Yeah, yes, I think that's beautiful.
That is not that nice. Compared to the PSG
one. Yeah, the PSG one's better. Yeah, that's the best. Top tier.
No, look at it.
Even the old PSG one is nice. With the pink sleeves.
All right, Abdi, you're going to ruin the listeners' ears.
What about the night?
You guys are just showing photos to each other.
It's glowing and that.
The listeners don't care about this.
Oh, it's so cute.
How do you...
Oh, that's so dang.
Okay, that's quite nice.
I'm getting it. I don't care. I'm getting it.
Addy's just a hater. Nice
podcast is a shambles.
Right, back onto Chelsea.
No, it was just... Wait, I'm just trying to show the Inter Milan kit.
Oh, my God.
I'm just showing Lirin.
That
is
quite nice. I can't lie. I like this one. Lirin
cares.
Chelsea.
No, oh, this is nice.
It was only just to talk about Giroud.
Not going to
take but what about Barcelona, Chelsea and their signings? Like, do we?
They
don't really need to sign any strikers.
But they have been linked with Haaland. I mean, that's
not going to happen.
You don't think that's going to happen? Okay. Anyway, sorry. Carry on.
Griezmann, Saul potential swap deal.
Oh yeah.
Neither club has denied.
But Barcelona are the ones who benefit from that because Barcelona have bolstered their attack.
Yeah, but Saul wants to leave.
Yeah.
So Atletico Madrid.
They could do with a striker.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, no, actually, they've got Suarez, so I don't even need...
No, but Griezmann's versatile. He could play...
Yeah, but you've got Joao Felix. You've got, like...
So you're telling me that you've got Joao Felix and you've got... what's his face? Suarez. You wouldn't take Griezmann?
I don't know. I wouldn't take Griezmann, not me.
For free?
For free?
What, is he only
free? Oh, no, wait. Is Griezmann... Is there money for Griezmann?
It will be, yeah, because Griezmann's the highest earning player outside of Messi.
All right, no one cares.
payback.
Arsenal signed Albert Sambi Lokonga.
Is he the one lips in dogs? Is
no,
him?
That's Nuno Tavares.
Yeah. No, it's true. It's true.
Yeah.
There's
footage. There's bare man lips in dogs. Why are
no,
you
No, there is
focus
not, mate. Not like
who,
that.
Who do you know that's lips in dogs?
Nah. Not like that.
Tell the truth. Tell the truth. Bare people lips dogs.
Yeah, but it's not normal.
There you go.
Yeah, but not.
You're acting like he's the only human alive.
Yeah,
Alexis Sanchez literally like ate food with his dogs and played piano with his dogs.
No, but he was wrong as well, man.
Yeah, but he was actually like... You know,
Tanya, if that's what you're into,
sucking the
tongue. No, I was that.
Can we go back to Lokonga?
She knows.
We're talking about Lokonga.
Okay, sorry. Yeah,
so
big
Lokonga,
up Lokonga.
We signed Lokonga. I like the profile. I haven't seen much of him.
Was he the one that scored in the friendly this
week?
No, that was
Nuno Tavares.
Can you pull yourself together? And then Ben White is nearly over the line as well.
Young players, decent profiles. I don't really like the price of Ben White. It's 50 million.
Yeah,
but
I think
an
that's
English
a
Premier League player, so that's the going right now.
I also think you don't need him personally. Huh?
I disagree.
No, I don't think you need. I think it's a pointless. I think 50 million, you could use that elsewhere.
No, I disagree. So what?
Saliba.
Yeah, Saliba.
Saliba's gone. Get over it.
Yeah, but he shouldn't be gone.
No, Ben White has come. So
Abdi, I'm talking to Tanya.
So rude.
Who plays for Arsenal in defence?
So is David Luiz gone now?
Yes. Yeah.
So you've got
Mari, Gabriel.
Gabriel.
Mm-hmm. And then who plays with him?
Well, this is what I'm saying. I feel like
no, Saliba's gone. Don't
so you've got Holding.
Don't focus on Saliba.
I think that's the basis of her point, though.
No, but
yeah, that is
the basis
of
her point is that about a player who's no longer there. So
what is Ben White going to start then?
Yeah,
what do you mean? If 50 million, of course he's going to start. You don't buy
alongside. So the
to
partnership
the
will be Gabriel
I think
Ben White.
Well, obviously, Tanya's point. I don't know if this is her point, but from my point of view. I don't think we needed to spend 50 million on a player. I don't think it's that much better.
Go around in circles.
No, but you're raising to my point. I don't think we need
someone's
to spend
red.
We don't need to spend 50
just
million on a player.
Yeah, I agree.
On someone who's not, I don't think is even that much better.
I'm glad you said I don't think. Moving on.
It's literally an opinion. I just don't think it's spending 50 million.
No, but that's what I'm saying. It's an opinion, but Arteta doesn't share his opinion, so there's no point.
Let's move on.
Thank you. Man United have signed Sancho, and they're close to Varane, apparently.
Oh, is that actually going to happen?
So Varane has said that he would like to play in the Premier League, and he said he will also respect Real Madrid's decision, as he seems to think it's going to happen.
Yeah, I think Varane's going to sign. I think it's too much smoke without fire.
You think it's too much smoke without fire?
Is that not the right saying?
Isn't that right?
There's no smoke without fire.
Well, whatever it is.
It's too much smoke without fire. Crystal Palace, they signed...
They signed a baller.
Elise. Yeah. And they also signed the Chelsea Don. I can't pronounce his name. Mark Guehi.
Yeah, he was on loan at Swansea last season. Decent player. I think he could play for
a lot of Chelsea fans. I saw they were kind of disappointed.
Yeah. Another young prospect gone.
But there was so many.
Lamptey's gone. Who else went? I'm just losing it now. But like they've lost a lot. There was one. Tomori.
Wasn't there one at Norwich?
Gilmore's on loan, so they just sell Billy Gilmore on loan. Yes. But Chelsea, a lot of Chelsea fans are upset that they're losing a lot of their young prospects. Chelsea probably have the best academy in the country in terms of like players who actually made it. They got look at their team. Reece James, Mason Mount. Whatever you think of him, Tammy Abraham. Players who actually graduated, who actually play for England as well, like Loftus-Cheek and Callum Hudson-Odoi. Chelsea. And the thing is, that's one of the reasons why I feel Chelsea probably won't make that many signs. They did a lot of signings last summer and beefed out their squad. And obviously they've got a super talented academy. Mm-hmm. So they don't really need to make that much sense. I think maybe they probably need a striker because you can't rely on Timo in it. So,
what do you think about the situation with Miralem Pjanic at Barcelona? So I'll just give you context. So Barcelona are broke. I don't know if you know that. Literally, they're like 1.2 million in debt. 1.2 billion in debt.
Oh my gosh!
So they want to renew Messi's contract, but they can't because they don't have the money. So literally. Left, right, and centre, they're selling young players. Well, actually, not even selling. They're giving them away.
Mm-hmm.
And they're literally trying to terminate contracts everywhere.
That's crazy.
So Miralem Pjanic, they signed him last season.
Mm-hmm.
They did a swap deal with Juventus for Arthur from Barcelona. He went to Juventus. And then Pjanic went to Barcelona. And now they're trying to cancel his contract. But he doesn't want to.
Uh-oh.
So now they're trying to include him in swap deals, but he's 31.
Yeah, and this is the reason he signed for Barcelona is probably this is one of his last contracts.
Yeah,
it's obviously people don't think about that in terms of signing. You know, especially if you're on the wrong side of 30, you have to take in not just obviously the team you want to play for and their prospects and all that and where you're going to fit in the team. Obviously, you have to think about your life, where you want to live, the amount of money you're going to be earning, the security of the contract.
Barcelona is a nice city, you know.
Exactly. Would you just sign 1 year deal? No, you wouldn't. You'd sign a 3-4 year deal. For example, Willian. Willian obviously he's going to take the 3 year deal at Arsenal because no one else was offering him that, and he's going to get the most money. So the players always take this into account. And the reason Pjanic has even more to be upset about is Koeman still the manager?
Yeah.
So Koeman hates him. He didn't play him at all last season. And especially when they had loads of injuries, he could have played, but they don't want to play him. So I think from his point of view, it's probably best if he does get a move so he can go out and actually play, but he's not going to play for a year. So
breaking news.
What's happening?
Arsenal preseason tour of the US has been cancelled because of COVID cases in the Arsenal camp.
Oh, no.
Small number of positive cases in the travelling party, all asymptomatic. Club working through alternate plans as virus wreaks more havoc ahead of Premier League season.
Yeah, I think it's just because of yesterday, isn't it? And the weekend as well.
Yeah.
A few of the Arsenal players went to Silverstone.
Oh, did they? Yeah, okay.
And then obviously yesterday was Freedom Day, isn't it? So
yeah. No,
everyone was
there
at the clubs.
Yeah. Isn't that the only difference? Clubs being open.
Clubs, stadiums could be full
capacity. All sporting events and festivals.
You know we're going into lockdown for.
100%.
Oh yeah. Come autumn, winter, that's it.
Done.
They're locking us back indoors like
it's
animals.
It's literally going to be like a month.
Acorn settings, man, literally.
Huh?
Acorn settings, locked up.
Good joke.
So, Lirian, we do a segment here called Man of the Week.
Right.
Where we go back, we each go and nominate a player or manager,
or anyone really,
who is the man of the week. Man of the week. Can be a woman if you want. But so should we do that? I know there hasn't been a lot of Lyrian's are man of the week.
No. Yeah, that's the thing. We need to go about changing this, I feel like.
We actually spoke about this when he brought it up and he was like, it's my segment, I'll call it what I want. Yeah.
No.
That's what he said.
Man of the you week. You misogynistic sexist human being.
When you're playing with a girl, you gotta say woman on.
Exactly, isn't it? Yeah. So
Did you guys used to say man on?
We actually, yeah, man on. It's actually quite funny. I feel like it's because
that's just
everyone's
just
gotten used to it. Yeah. I don't know. Mm, yeah.
As a freestyler, do you like when you do a trick? Do you like for example, do you shout pana?
What are you talking about?
What?
In a game? Legs, yeah?
Look, yeah, when you're doing like, do you like do one on ones like again?
So no, people? So that's pana. I don't do a lot of pana. I just do normal. I mean, freestyle or solo.
This isn't FIFA Street, bro.
That's the only thing I'm thinking in my head, innit? The reason I'm thinking, she probably wanted to be a freestyler because on a pitch, you can't like flip the ball under your shirt and do those kind of stuff.
Can we do a video of you and Abdi?
Okay.
And then like you have to skill him up.
Let's do it.
Oh my God, I'd love
it. Listen.
I don't do final, but I think I can skill you up.
I guess I'm about 240, innit?
That's the comments I get on my TikTok.
Oh really? That's what they're saying?
Yeah, we're like, yeah, but... let's see if I two-foot you, side tackle.
Undertake a big boot home.
All right, so that's it. Does anyone have anything else they want to say? Lyrian, thank you for coming on.
Thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure to be in your presence.
Stop it, stop saying that.
A-lister.
No,
but it's also good to like talk about...
No, but it's good to have more female
100%
people on the channel because, you know, it's just me.
Podcast?
That's no, I love it. I
soon
in,
to YouTube.
I was like,
soon.
Is it?
No, I'm just, well, we were planning, but.
Allegedly. Potentially.
Yeah, potentially. Yeah.
You look like you just like spilled the beans.
No,
like,
Abdi's like, looking at me.
I don't even know what are these plans.
Abdi's like stroking his mustache. Like, I'm all intimidated.
What are you talking about?
No, because.
What, to add more women?
No, because she said channel and I said YouTube
to be a channel.
In the future and maybe, I was like, crap, maybe I've said too much.
Oh, Tanya's going to get like 10k followers off that.
No, but our idea is obviously to expand. Like, our focus was audio and then obviously there's a visual space. And
We're hoping this is the episode that will shoot us up to start.
Jeez. Yeah,
we've got a celebrity in it. So.
Stop it.
We've got a celebrity. But no,
blush, man.
But thank you for coming on and you are welcome back.
Thank
anytime.
You very much.
Absolutely, anytime.
All your socials again.
Right, okay, Instagram, Lyrian Santos, two S's at the end. Lyrian is
L-I-R-I-A-N. You can DM her if you want.
Why do we always interrupt?
Why do you keep?
She's spelling her name.
Oh, yeah, the last time is like...
L-I-R-I-A-N.
And then TikTok is the same thing with an underscore at the end. And then YouTube, just type in Lyrian Santos, yeah.
I'm going to follow you on TikTok.
A little bit, a little bit.
Yeah, she does those, like, ask, like, questions and answer vids, right? Like Q&A in that.
I did a first like Q&A as a first one, and then I did
challenges after.
I did one called Test and Techers. Hopefully, coming more videos coming.
Oh, exciting!
Testing people's techers. But yeah, there's a reacting video going to come out this week, so make sure to.
Are people receptive to that?
What, on the streets?
Like I've seen like on your on reels and that you're like chucking balls at like random people like
do you know
people
what receptive they are to that, yeah? They actually are. Have
you seen that video of the guy who drops his coffee and then when he went to go kick the ball
that's who street banner
another pan at him as well.
Yeah, that was so peak.
I like, no, people are well. Yeah, I kick him in the face at that point.
They're not too bad actually. Fair. Obviously there's a couple of people that just literally look at you, ignore you, but there's only like 2 out of 10, something like that.
Fair.
But yeah. But you know what? I try and get the girls involved and they are so rude.
Really?
Literally. Like, I'm trying to get girls involved and they literally, like, I'll throw the ball, they'll be like, oh, they can't see me. I keep on forgetting.
She just gave Abdi the dirtiest look you'll ever.
They'll just, like, step over the ball and just walk away. I'm like, okay. On to the next. It's fair. Normally pretty cool.
All right. Okay. So,
Yeah, so Mark, I hope you're listening still to this point. Don't come back next week because Lyrian will be hearing it. We don't need you.
So, yeah, we'll see you guys on the next exciting episode of We'll Talk About That Later.
Woo! Sports Social Podcast Network.